This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. With the pandemic-delayed Tokyo Summer Olympics finally in the books, human rights activists are gearing up to put pressure on the companies that have taken high-profile sponsorship roles in the upcoming 2022 Winter Games in Beijing. Those activists are demanding that executives of high-profile corporations justify their support of an event that they claim will be used to distract the world's attention from ongoing human rights abuses across China. Governments of several countries, including the United States, have said that the Chinese government's treatment of the Uyghur people in its western Xinjiang province, involving prison camps and forced sterilization, amounts to a genocide. China has also faced condemnation for its suppression of democracy advocates in Hong Kong and its repression of minorities in Tibet and Inner Mongolia. Activists are hopeful they can use the attention of the upcoming games that will be generated to force the International Olympic Committee to move the games elsewhere, or at a minimum to compel large corporate sponsors to withdraw their support. Russia has opened a criminal investigation into two exiled allies of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny for raising funds for organizations deemed by the authorities as extremists. The investigative committee said in a statement on August the 10th that the case was opened against Leonid Volkov and Ivan Zadanov and other unnamed individuals. According to the law enforcement agency, the charge stems from a video posted on the internet in August in which Volkov and Zadanov announced the continuation of their illegal activities and organized fundraising. The charges carry a maximum penalty of 8 years in prison. Zadanov is the former director of Navalny's anti-corruption Foundation, and Volkov headed Navalny's regional network before its dissolution. This